Tellingly, though, Stalin was attracted not just by Lenin's ideas, which I've been describing, but also by Lenin's personal style, his own personal political culture. He liked the way Lenin talked. He liked his bold and aggressive style of speech, phrases that would come out of Lenin's mouth that, as Stalin later described them, that do not simply speak, but shoot. And in fact, in general, he was attracted to what had become the tradition of Bolshevik language, being so full of military imagery. Bolshevik leaflets were filled with images like the proletarian army, led by its advanced detachment, storming the fortresses of Tsarism. Stalin liked this style, and in fact, in his own writings, this became even more pervasive than it was among many other Bolsheviks. The military radicalism of Bolshevik language appealed to him and became his own. Equally important, of course, Stalin was attracted to Bolshevism by the person of Lenin himself, by Lenin's particular heroic persona, by his powerful will, by Lenin's self-confidence, by his charismatic power as a leader of the party. In fact, Stalin quite often liked to call Lenin the mountain eagle of the party, a heroic, romantic image. And during the great debates over policy in the 1920s that I've described last time, debates which were, of course, about policy, about the direction in building socialism, but also debates about power, about who would inherit the mantle of the ailing and then dead Lenin. Stalin generally, during these debates, expressed the conventional majority view within the party, the pro-NEP orthodoxy. He backed Bukharin, he backed the moderate majority in favor of an evolutionary course. However, a number of his major speeches and writings of this period suggest that this, in fact, was not his basic philosophical approach. In particular, it was already clear that he liked to place great emphasis in his writings in the 1920s on human will, on the importance and power of will from the human being. For example, in an essay in 1923, he argued that what was really characteristic about Lenin, about Leninism, was that it understood the subjective in history, and this made it superior to other forms of Marxism. He went even further in this sort of argument in a famous book and a very popular book he wrote in 1924 called Foundations of Leninism. And here he argued that Leninism was a special style, a special type of leadership, again, elaborating on this notion of the subjective as key to Leninism. And he said in particular that in Leninism, there were two distinctive qualities. The first one he called Russian revolutionary sweep, Русский революционный размах. And the other he called American practicality, Американская деловитость. And the definitions of this Russian revolutionary sweep and American practicality are very revealing about how Stalin was already thinking differently about a policy in the 1920s, which would become very important in later years. As he put it, to have Russian revolutionary sweep meant to be innovative, to be visionary, to be daring. Russian revolutionary sweep was, in Stalin's words, I quote, an antidote to inertia, routine, mental stagnation, and slavish submission to ancient traditions. The other idea that was central to Leninism, American practicality, meant combining this Russian revolutionary sweep with practical activity, with actually getting things done. And this, he said, was a break on excessive subjectivism, on excessive willfulness. This was, he wrote in his own words, an antidote to the concoction of fantastic schemes, which he found to be quite characteristic of many Russian revolutionaries. But there was more in the way he talked about American practicality, more that was not necessarily so strong in its philosophical logic, but is very telling about Stalin's basic orientation to the world. In Stalin's hand, American practicality was not just practical, not just a restraint on excessive idealism, but it was also heroic. American practicality was, in a way, revolutionary in Stalin's view, in particular in relationship to reality. I quote, Stalin puts it well, American practicality is that indomitable force that neither knows nor recognizes obstacles, which with its getting things done perseverance brushes aside all obstacles. In other words, it too is about power and will and going beyond what seem to be the limits in the world.